The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 9th Chapter, Text Number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 15th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation: Suta Goswami said, "Being afraid for having killed so many subjects on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Maharaj Yudhishthir went to the scene of the massacre. There, Bhishma Dev was lying on a bed of arrows, about to pass away."
The most important point is that the king was so responsible, he became afraid that I have killed so many praja. Praja, it is not said there, human being. No. Praja. Praja means, pra means prakishti rupena, and ja means jayati. Just like every living entity takes some higher birth. So, considering nationalism, it's like American nation. What is the meaning of these people, American nation or Indian nation? The human being is the same. Two hands, two legs. And they also eat, everything is the same. Why this nationality? The nationality is only for the sake that particular human being has taken birth in that particular land. That is called praja. Praja. Jayate. Now, jayate, one who takes birth. Just like the other day, I was speaking, one Indian girl, she has given birth to a child in America. So because that child is born in America, she becomes naturally American national. See, if this fact is to be accepted, that anyone who takes birth on the land of America, he becomes immediately American, and the American government takes charge for its protection. So, why this is restricted only for the human child? If this is definition, praja, one who takes birth, so the animals also take birth, the trees also take birth, so many other animals, other living entities, they also take birth. So yes, therefore, they are all prajas. Not only miserly you limit your praja conception, national conception, within the human society only. You expand it. Even it is taken nationally. Anyone who takes birth in this land, he is national. Either human being or animal or tree or plant, that is the definition of praja. Prakrishta rupena jayate. Any living entity who has taken birth, just like in America, there are so many jungles and trees. If outsider like me comes and begins to cut the trees, so will the American government tolerate? Immediately I shall be prosecuted. I can say, what is the heart? It is a tree. I'm cutting. No, you cannot cut this tree because they are on the American land. So, this conception should be prayed. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj is not only thinking of the human being who are killed in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he is thinking of all the horses, elephants, because they are also living entities. They are also praja, national. National, this word, we don't find in the Vedic literature. National. It is modern invention. So, if we feel nationally, then we feel for every living entity is born in that land. That is real, Krishna consciousness. Not sectarian, that I feel for this living entity, is not for that. So, it is bhito. He was very much afraid that I feel so many animals and men. So what to do? Prajadrahat. Draha, draha means to become enemy. And unless you become my enemy, you cannot kill me. Neither I can kill. So draha means to become enemy. So, when the prajas were killed, the king became enemy. He's thinking, otherwise how I could induce them to be killed? He was thinking like that, prajadroha. If you rebel against the king, it is also a great fault. Similarly, if you revolt against the prajas, that is also a great fault. Therefore he is afraid. Bhita, prajadroha. Now what to do? Sarva dharma vivitsaya. This is the position to approach a guru when you are bewildered. When things are not in order, brain is puzzled. Just like Arjuna accepted Krishna as guru when he could not ascertain whether he shall fight or not. Bewilderment. Similarly, Yudhishthira Maharaj also became bewildered. That I have killed so many prajas, what is my position, I have become so much sinful, how can I rule over the empire? So, when all these questions puzzled him, he decided to go to Bhishma there, who was lying on the arrow's bed before his death. As I told you, that Bhishma there could not be dead without, so long he does not wish. That was the benediction given by his father. That, my dear boy, you have taken such a strong vow, so I give you one benediction. Formerly, everyone was so powerful. Of course, father's benediction always there, but they were actual benediction. Everyone was so powerful. For example, the Brahmin son who cursed Parikshit Maharaj, he was only 12 years old, a boy, and because he cursed Parikshit Maharaj, that within 7 days he will have to die. So he had to die. Just this small Brahmin boy, how he was powerful. It could not be changed. Although Parikshit Maharaj was competent to change it, but he did not change. He showed honor to the Brahminical caste that is discussed by his father. So, those who are powerful, actually they could benedict. Yasya prasada the bhagavat prasad, as we did in the good master. By the benediction of the spiritual master, one becomes benedicted by the Supreme Lord. So this Bhishmadev, when he became puzzled, he went to Bhishmadev. Yudhishthira Maharaj went to Bhishmadev. So this is the process. One must approach a superior person, who is called Guru. Kadvijnanatham sa guru meva abhigacche. We, in this material world, we are confused step by step. This is our position. Step by step, every step. Padanga padanga vipadak. Padanga padanga means every step, vipadak, danger. It is such a nice place. This material world, that every step there is danger. And as soon as there is danger, you are confused. So, and as soon as you are confused, how to solve? Tadvijnanartham sa guru meva avigacchet. Therefore, the basic instruction is, because you are confused, because you do not know which path to follow, therefore you must approach a guru. Tadvijnanartham sa guru meva avigacchet. This word, avigacchet, is used when there is compulsion. You must. You cannot say that without going to give guru, I shall chalk out my own path. No, that is not possible. No, therefore, this very word is used, gacchet. In Sanskrit, all words are meaningful. Gacchet means it is a question of must, not that I may or may not. Nowadays, it is the going on, and there is many rascals who come here in your country to preach, and there is no need of guru. You can become your own guru yourself. No, that is not Vedic injunction. Vedic injunction is, you must go to a guru. Tadvijnanartham, in order to understand the transcendental science. That is natural. When we are confused in our ordinary life, we also go to a friend, senior friend, or experienced friend and ask him, my dear friend, I am in this condition. I am very much confused. What to do? That is natural. Similarly, when Yudhishthira Maharaj was so much afraid that he had killed so many prajas, He knew that now still there is a superior person, my grandfather, who is lying on the bed of arrows. Let me go there. Kato vinasanam praga. Then he decided, let me go to Bhishma Dev. He can give me instruction. What is that instruction? Sarvadharma. Sarvadharma. Instruction on all kinds of different varieties of religious system. Sarvadharma. You will find dharma, dharma means occupational duty. Dharma means not a religious sentiment, that as it is translated in English. A sentiment. That's like animal has no soul. And this is not dharma. Without any scientific knowledge, if somebody says in some religion for eating meat, that animal has no soul, you can kill as many as you like, that is not dharma. Dharma real meaning is occupational duty, not a sentiment. Dharmantu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. It is just like state laws. The state laws are given by the state. You cannot manufacture laws. Similarly, dharma, which we call religion generally, you cannot manufacture by your concoction. It is stated by the Supreme Lord. That is dharma. Just like Krishna says that I am the father of all living entities. Sarvajanishu kauntiya sambhavanti murtayaya. And he is accepting not only human society, sarvajanishu. Sarvajanishu in all species of life. Krishna claims that fish, beginning from fish, aquatic life, these living entities, they are also my sons. And the birds, they are also my sons. The beasts, they are also my sons. The trees, they are also my sons. The human beings, they are also my sons. The demigods, they are also my sons. Sarva-yonir. In every species of life. This is the conception of Krishna consciousness. We do not say that simply human being has soul. No. Every living entity, even a small ant, a small plant, it is living entity. By its different work, he has got a different dress only. Just like we are sitting so many persons. And we have got our different dresses according to our different choice. Similarly, we get these bodies. We are all sons of God. There is no doubt of it. We all spirit soul, either in the human form of body or animal form of body or tree form of body, anything. Sarva-yonir. We are all living it. But we have got different dresses, that's all, according to karma. This is the philosophy. So we cannot make that this dressed living entities are important than the other dressed. No, everyone. That pandita samadarshina, those who are actually learning, pandit, samadarshina, they are equal, equipoised. Never mind, here is a dog. He is also a living entity. And here is a brahmana. He is also a living entity. By his work, he has got the body of a brahmana. And here he has got the body of a dog. But as living entity, they are all equal. Without Krishna consciousness, the philosophy of equality, fraternity, as in your country, the prophet, it is not possible. Artificial. Without coming to the Krishna consciousness that every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna, God, this equality, fraternity, big, big words, universal brotherhood, it is impossible. That is not possible. Therefore, one has to become learned scholar, pandita, samadarshana. Then he will be able to see equality, just like Maharaj Yudhishthira is thinking of all prajas. Not only, otherwise the language would have been human being, no. Praja. All kinds of praja. This is universal understanding. Devabrata is Bhishma Dev. Brata means bhav. Deva means God. So he took brahmachari vrta. I remain ever celibate. I'll never marry. It is called deva vrta. Naistik brahmachari. This is possible in high class society that I shall remain celibate all the life, Naistik Brahmachari. They do not marry Naistik Brahmachari. So Bhishma Dev was Naistik Brahmachari. Therefore his name is Devabrata. All right, then let us begin. Hare Krishna.